Ladies, let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
That's right, 8:48 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
You should know that by now, Wednesdays belong to the gents, especially around this time, because Mr. K Goodness, the empathy king, mental health activist for us as men, and co-founder of Mindful Matters, talks to us, and he lays it out. He brings a couple of things, or puts a couple of things into perspective. And today, man, today he's got a lot to say. Have a listen.
Moro moro. Swiss NSK de Talse. Good morning, Fresh
good
FM.
Good morning.
Good morning, the Fresh Breakfast family, sorry. And goeiemôre tog man aan my twee gunstelinge mense. NSK Shekwan, good morning. Guys, you guys will forgive me, my voice is still a bit on the iffy side.
It's also
the sinus thing doesn't want
to
go away. I've been to see the doctor, so we're getting that right. We're getting that right. So the NSK all did say, K Goodness is on your radio. Mm-hmm. It is time for my gents. We just want to gather here, huddle here, and encourage one another, talk one another through, pressing issues and pressing matters and things that we don't normally talk about, things that are frowned upon or that are stigmatized, and that is our mental health, essentially. And today, I want to dig into a very important aspect of mental health and overcoming, and that is capturing your thoughts.
Yeah.
Whew! Capturing your thoughts. Because everything, we know the statement, what your mind can conceive, you can achieve. And so basically, what you put up here, what is going on in your mind, what you put your mind to, you can accomplish. And sometimes that is a very dangerous thing. Because, again, Suicide Prevention Month is what you think of, what you think you are, is what you become.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest mistake we make is that our thoughts are a perception, not the reality.
True.
Right? So a lot of the times we live in our thoughts, or we create the thoughts, and those drive us to becoming a reality. So there's a statement that we use in the gym all the time is we tell each other, get out of your mind. Get out of your mind. Because your mind looks at a number and says, for example, it's 120 kilograms and starts telling your body that this is too heavy and we can't lift it. But your body is well able. So we constantly tell each other, get out of your head, boy. Get out of your head. So remember, your thoughts are a perception. It's what you perceive. It's not necessarily the reality.
As such,
you need to align your thoughts with the reality. And how do we do that? We need to go and get to a place where essentially you start talking to yourself positively. You start planting the reality in your thoughts. You start, and you've got to do the one thing that I learned is that you can't just think it. You've got to start vocalizing this, because what you vocalize, your mind takes that and contextualizes
that. Like a madman,
it makes that becomes the focus. If it's just in there, it doesn't change anything. You've got to vocalize this. And one thing about that, the most very important thing is positive affirmations, and for me, some of them, and somebody shared this with me in the gym this morning, and they said Psalm 4:4, capture your thoughts and be still, and when we are still, we can hear the voice of God. Two, we all know this one, Jeremiah 29:11, God says, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. And I plan to prosper you. The thoughts are to prosper you and to make you great and not to harm you, One of my favorites, Joshua 1:9, he says, have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage, for the Lord your God is with you and will never forsake you. So there's so many positive affirmations in the scripture and where you can draw positivity from.
Yeah.
And then just start talking to yourself. One of the things that I do regularly when I shower in the morning is I stand and I look at myself in the mirror and I tell myself, boy, you look good.
Come on.
Boy, you are the prize. You are the one. You've been called for a day such as this. You're going to do great. And even if I don't do great, In the evening when I take a shower before I go to bed, I try and do the same things. Like, we didn't go according to plan. According to my plan, it went according to God's plan. And what's the lesson I'm learning? Where do we improve tomorrow? We've got this. We can do this. Start talking, actually putting it out there. And remember, what the universe hears, what God hears, is what He plants in your spirit, in your soul. So put it out there. And when the devil hears you speaking positively about yourself, that puts a fear in him to stay away, because he knows he doesn't have power over you. The only power that the devil has over you is the power that you give him. Yeah. So start positively talking to yourself. Start declaring scripture over your life. Start declaring positive affirmations. You are the prize. You are great, man. You are doing good. You're right where you need to be. You did not succeed today, but tomorrow is another day and will be better. So brothers, and anyone that's listening, I plead with you, capture your thoughts. Remember, your thoughts are just a perception, not the reality. We need to align our thoughts with our realities, and start thinking positively, and you'll start seeing positive change in your life. With that having been said, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K-Goodness. Cheers.
Yeah. Funny enough, I actually saw a fact similar to what he said yesterday. I saw it yesterday. I'm going to try and paraphrase it or phrase it the way I remember it. Something about most people actually don't judge you, because most people are too busy thinking about how they're getting judged. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No one has the time to sit and judge you, because the same person is worried about what
them
how the next person
judged,
is judging them.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes, yes.
You know. So this is very powerful. Thank you so much, Kavi. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
What we needed to hear.
Absolutely.
And I think maybe both man and woman needed to hear that, actually.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But more so for the gents, as I believe. Especially for those positive affirmations. Looking at yourself in the mirror, saying, boy, Omez, you got this.
You got this. You're handsome.
You got this.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Look at the boy.
Moss.
It's 8:57 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Shekwana, I need to address something, man.
What's that?
I need to address something.
What
happened? Oh, people will say again, I'm beefing.
Okay, what happened?
You know what? We'll get to it after 9.
Okay.
We'll get to it after 9.
Okay.
Stick around.
Finally. That's all there is. Mudgens, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m. Hey! Premium entire brands. We've got